We're going to start with Halakha Vav, because for some reason it was forgotten. Halakha Vav, Parshat Chaye Sarah. Kvar amarnu le'il. We have already mentioned earlier that hanachat tefillin shel yad bazroa beperek ha'tachton hasamuch la'katef. We already mentioned that the tefillin should be placed on your muscle area. Babasar ha'gavoha nikra kiboret. It's your muscle, the elevated part of your muscle, that part in between your elbow and your armpit. Over there, the elevated part. V'lo yinichenu lemata min ha'kiboret. You should not place it below the muscle. De'be'inan sima keneged alev. Why is this so? Because it has to be adjacent to the heart. V'akiboret mechuvan keneged alev. And your muscle, interestingly enough, is exactly parallel to your heart. U'lekach tzarich sheyate ha'tfilin shel yad letzad haguf me'at. Therefore, a person has to tilt his tefillin shel yad, after you place them on your muscle, you tilt them a little bit inward, into your body, towards your heart. So if you're putting them on your left hand, you tilt them a little bit to the right, just a drop. Not that they should be sideways. And if you're putting them on your right hand, if you're a lefty, so you tilt them to the left, just a drop. Again, so they're facing towards the heart. B'inyan dekasher yakuf hazroa lemata, yeh tefillin shel yad mechuvan keneged libo mamash. What will end up happening is that when you place the tefillin on your muscle and tilt them a little bit towards your heart, when you strain your arm, what ends up happening? That the tefillin are exactly parallel with your heart. The tefillin turn out to be exactly parallel with your heart.
V'afilu beperek ha'tachton ha'nizkar, yizaher shelo yinichenu b'chatzi ha'elyon shel ha'perek ha'nizkar.
Even in the muscle that we just mentioned, you should be careful, you should be cautious not to place it in the upper part of the muscle. Hasamuch lebet ha'shechi. The muscle will divide it into two. Take the muscle, divide it into two. The upper half, the part closer to the armpit, that part, the Ben Ish Chai says, is the part you should be careful from. Because according to certain halachic opinions, you should not place your tefillin there. You take your muscle, divide it into two, and the part closest to your elbow, that's exactly where the tefillin should be. Even though on the part that's closer to your armpit, you have elevated flesh. And we said it has to be on your elevated part.
But rather, you should place the tefillin on the portion that is closest to your elbow. Perek ha'emtzai means your elbow. B'makom basar ha'gavoa shebo, on the elevated flesh. U'ledat ha'gon Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mevilna, and according to the Gon Mevilna, kol makom basar ha'gavoa kasher, any place of the muscle is kasher. According to the Gon Mevilna, any place of the muscle is kasher. גם אותו החלק הנמשך בחצי הסמוך לבית השחי, even the half of the muscle that's closest to the armpit. ועיין חיי אדם, כלל יוד דלת, עוד יוד, ושאר אחרונים, זהלו בסופי הקטן מקבצאל, העליתי בסייעתא דשמיא. ללכתחילה צריך לחוש לסברת הפוסקים, תסביר לו בחצי השני, לא יניח תפילין.
ללכתחילה סזה בן ישחי, one should be cautious to be weary to those opinions that say you should not place the tefillin on the part of the muscle that's closer to your armpit.
That's lechatchila, says the Ben Ish Chai. Afilu al basar ha'gavoa megi sham, even on the elevated part of the muscle. Velachen, halovesh Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam,
therefore, one who wears Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin biyachad, yizaher la'asotam ketanim. You should make sure to put them and make them small. Kedei shiuchal la'nicham al basar tafuach, שבחצי הראשון של הפרק, so that you can place them on the elevated part of your muscle that's closer to your elbow. ואיחד לא אפשר בהכי, and let's say a person can't, as small as he makes the tefillin, he can't fit two tefillin on the bottom half of his muscle.
יש לסמוך על סברת הגאון רבנו אליהו מווילנה הנזכר.
You can rely, says the Ben Ish Chai, on רבנו אליהו מווילנה, the Gaon Mevilna, and place your tefillin on your whole muscle.
תסבירה לכל בשר הקיבורת ראוי להניח בו תפילין. According to the Gomer Vilna, all of your muscle is okay, is fulfilling, when you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, when you put it on all of your muscle. As we said, we skipped this halakha, so now we're going to go back to halakha yud. Excuse me, halakha yud aleph. We're going to go to halakha yud aleph now. En lachlot ha-tefillin ad she'ilmod behem techila. One should not remove the tefillin until he learns with them. You should learn with your tefillin. Echad ha-marbe ve'echad ha-mit. Whether you learn a lot or you learn a little. Ki lo yizkeh ha-adam liknot shlosha chelke nefesh ruach u'neshama. Ben Ishchai says, you only attain the true level, the true kedusha, the true effect of the tefillin, elayim ken lomed ba-tefillin. When you learn with the tefillin. Echad ha-marbe ve'echad ha-mit. You don't have to finish shas. A little bit. A halakha. Two halakhot. Tehillim. Something. וביותר, אם לומד בתפילין דרבנו תם. And how much more so, says the Ben Ishchai, do you receive קדושה? Do you need to learn with תפילין דרבנו תם? וכמו שכתב מחזיק ברכה, as the מחזיק ברכה, who's the מחזיק ברכה? דחידה. דחידה, right? He brings his point. בשם מרם פפירס, עיין שם. הלכה י' ב'. אבל ביום הראשון אסור להניח תפילין. A person, לא עלינו, who somebody passed away, one of his קרובים passed away, the first day of the passing, he's not allowed to put on תפילין. אבל ביום שני, but on the second day, חייב אחר הנצח, חמה מיד. The first day, the whole day, he doesn't put on תפילין. The second day, he puts on תפילין, already from נצח חמה, זה חיוב. ואם מת לו, מת ביום אחד, ונקבר ביום אחר. If somebody passed away on one day, had a family member, לא עלינו, who passed away on one day, and was buried on a different day, אסור להניח תפילין ביום קבורה. He's not allowed to place תפילין on the day of the burial. וכן אסור להניח תפילין ביום שמועה קרובה. שמועה קרובה means if a person heard after the fact that לא עלינו, a relative passed away. So the day that he heard, he's not allowed to put on תפילין that day. אמנם, אם מת לא מת ברגל, let's say, לא עלינו, somebody passed, had someone pass away in a holiday. זה מתחיל למנות שבעה אחר הרגל. He only starts to count the avelut, the mourning after the chag. הרי זה חייב להניח תפילין ביום ראשון. He has to put on תפילין on the first day of when he after the chag. ונתפשט המנהג בעיר הקודש ירושלים, and the מנהג is in ירושלים, תיבנה ותיכונן, וגם פה עיר בגדד, להניח האבל תפילין דרבנו תם. האבל does put on תפילין of רבנו תם, כהוראת רבנו הרשש, as the רשש has brought down, ודולוק רבנו החידה, not like the חידה הזה, שכתב שבע אל תעשה עדיף. שבע אל תעשה עדיף is a halachic term, it's a term in halacha that means when you have a discrepancy what to do, you should sit and not do anything. Because going ahead and doing something, and if it's the wrong thing, is worse than sitting and not doing the wrong thing. Let's say both of them are wrong. Let's just say, which one should you do? You're not sure what to do. Sheva al tase. This obviously doesn't apply to all situations. You have to know when to plug it in. But in this case, you had a question. Do you put on Rabbeinu Tam or not? So the Chida says, Sheva al tase adif. Nevertheless, the Rasha springs down. And Ben Ishchai brings down, Minhag Yerushalayim was to place Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam even in Aven. Halakha Yud Gimel. Asur litlot Tefillin. Ben Abatim Ben Arzot. You're not allowed, one is not permitted to hang the Tefillin. Meaning what? One is not permitted to take the Tefillin and just hold them in one hand and have them dangling. Whether it's the Batim, whether it's the boxes of the Tefillin or the Rzuot. אפילו בשעת הנחתם יש להחמיר. Even when you're placing them on, you should make sure that they shouldn't dangle. שלא לחוז בקשר בלבד. You shouldn't hold on to the knot, let's say the tefillin של ראש, and then have the batim, have the boxes just dangling. ויהיה הבית תלוי עד שמניחו בראש. And the batim will be dangling until you place the tefillin של ראש on your head. אלא ייקח בידו הקשר עם הבית ביחד. Rather, you should take the knot and the batim together. V'niach habayit b'mkomo. Place the box on your forehead. V'achagach hakesher b'mkomo. And then place the knot. You shouldn't leave it just dangling. Yidalet. K'shemaniach tefillin b'toch hakis shelahem. Now the Ben Ish Chai is going to talk here about a certain halacha that might not seem so relevant to us, because he's going to talk about the way they tied their tefillin in their bag. It's seemingly we all... They used to have a string that they used to wrap around their, like a bag. We have zippers, so it's not so nogea, but we could still learn something from this halacha. Kshemaniach tefillin betocha kis shalhem, when one places the tefillin inside their bag, inside their packet, ok shekorech achut shebefi hakis, or he's tying the string that holds up, that ties up the tefillin bag, lo yiglol hakis shebo tefillin sviv achut. You shouldn't hold the tefillin and hold the string and hold the string stationary and turn the box of the tefillin around the string. That's not respect to the tefillin, but rather hold the tefillin box stationary and wrap the strings around it. And leiglol achut svivas kis. But rather, what should you do? You should wrap the string around the box. Kanitkal b'achonim, as brought down b'achonim. V'yesh medagdekim gam bekis achitzon. And there are those that are makpid even on the bag that it's kept into, shibo munach talit agadol v'kisa tefillin, the outward bag that holds the talit and the tefillin together. Gam yizaher b'kisa chitzon shibo munach talit agadol v'kisa tefillin shelo yaniach talit gadol v'asidur lemala min tefillin. One should be cautious not to place the talit gadol and the sidur on top of the tefillin. Meaning, when you put it into your bag, you should be cautious that the talit and sidur are not on top of the tefillin, because it's not respect to the tefillin. Ela yaniach ha-tefillin min ha-tzad. But rather, put the tefillin from the side. Or you could put it on top. The reason the Ben Ish Chai said you couldn't put it on top previously, in previous parashot, because he was worried that your hand might touch the tefillin bag first, and then you would have a chiyuv to put that on, or it's not respectful to pass over the mitzvah. But if you have a big bag, and you could reach into the talit easily, or like we have today, the clear bags, you could see exactly what you're doing. So you could put the talit on bottom and the tefillin on top. Gam yizaher lehechad tefillin shel rosh utefillin shel yad shneim menachim bekis echad lemashmesh b'hem ba'odam betoch hakis. You should be careful when you, the tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad are in one bag like we have them today. You should be careful that you should take out the tefillin shel yad first. Kedei sheida tefillin shel yad lotziu tchila. You should make sure, and you should know that you take out the tefillin shel first. You should not make a mistake to take out the tefillin shel rosh first. V'im hu lovesh rashi v'rabenu tam biyachad, daz muchach she'aseh kis letefillin shel yad v'kis letefillin shel rosh. Yizaher la'asot lahem siman bekisim, kedei she'otzi she'tefillin shel yad techila. And if a person wears rashi and rabenu tam together, so the Ben Ish Chai says, what the Ben Ish Chai is suggesting, that you put in the two shelyads together and the two shaloshes together. Now, how are you going to differentiate which one to put first? So make a sign or make some way, you order. You always put the Rashi on the right side and the Rabbeinu Tam on the left side. That's a good enough sign. We're going to skip Tedvav and we're going to do Tedzayin. Tzarich li'izaher shelo yafiach behem. A person should be very careful that he should not be mafiach. If a person has gas, he should make sure that while he has this situation, not to wear the tefillin. He must remove the tefillin if a person feels an urge. Umi sheyesh lo mechosh shemesabev lo hafacha, yaniach tefillin b'kriyat shema ubirchotea utfilat hamida bilvad. If a person has some type of ailment that he constantly has this problem, he always has gas in his stomach, then he should try and put on tefillin in kriyat shema ubichotea and amida, and that's it. V'yishtadel la'amid atzmo bizman mu'ad zeh shelo yafiach, and you should try and make sure that in this time, these few moments that you are there praying, it's not so long that your body should be clean. If a person has a shilshul, a person has diarrhea, where they're not able to get a clear stomach, so they do not put on tefillin. If they're not able to get a clear stomach, what a person should do is wait till the stomach settles and then put on the tefillin. If they can't get to that point, then that day they wouldn't put on tefillin. Because your tefillin have to be put on with the guf naki. The tefillin have to be put on with a clean body. And if a person doesn't have a clean body, then he can't put on tefillin. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed Chet, Sif Alef and Bet. This is in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed Chet, Sif Alef and Bet. Halacha Yud Zayin. Lo yasiach et da'ato me'atfilin. One should not. Yasiach da'ato means you should be aware of the tefillin. V'rak b'shat esek ha'Torah, only when one is learning Torah, u'sh'at tefillat hamida patu. When a person is learning Torah, and when a person is praying, then he does not have to have in mind or have this awareness of tefillin. Stam kacha, if a person is not in the middle of praying and not learning Torah, then he has to have an awareness that he's wearing the tefillin. V'yesh mitchakmim lichtov b'gilyon ha'sidur b'chol daf lemala min ha'tzad otiyot tefillin. There are those who, what they do is, they put on every page of the Sidur, the word tefillin, so you can remember it. Gedolot, liot lehem siyua le'esech hadat. So this will help them to remember. Ve'elu en tzrichim lichtob betoch ha'sidur atzmo. You don't have to write this in the Sidur. Ele yichtevu al nigyar b'fnei atzmo b'rosh og b'tzadin. But you should write it on a piece of paper. V'ya midat nigyar gadol me'at midaf ha'sidur. And the paper should be a little bigger. And the top of it would say tefillin. Beofen shim yaniach haniyach betoch ha-sidur ben adapim. So that when you place the paper inside the sidur, yin nir'in le'enav tivot tefillin. You will see the word tefillin. V'tihelo la'maskerat. This will be a reminder for you. And this is just a good suggestion, right? Obviously, this is not halakha. The Gemara in Shabbat says as follows. Gemara in Shabbat, daf yud bet amud aleph. Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel. Yotze adam betfilin be'erev Shabbat. A person is allowed to walk out erev Shabbat, close to when Shabbat comes in, with your tefillin. And the fear was that maybe he would forget. And since tefillin is not a mitzvah of Shabbat, he would end up carrying, in the Rishut HaRabim, he would carry something that he's not permitted to carry. Im chashicha, my time, what's the reason you're allowed to walk out with them on erev Shabbat? Maybe you're going to forget. Because Rav Bar Barhuna said, a person must be aware of his tefillin every hour. Where do they know this from? Where do they know that you have to be aware of the tefillin constantly? What's the tzitz? The Kohen Gadol used to wear on his forehead. There's only one person in the Jewish nation that wore this. It's the Kohen Gadol. That's it. A tzitz. It was like a plate of gold with the name of the Almighty on it. And this plate had special kochot. So they say, kav v'chom from there. How do we know? What's the connection between them? So the Gemara says like this, matzit she'en bo ela askara achat, amrat Torah, v'ayah al mitzchot tami, just like the tzitz. It says, how many times does it say Hashem's name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name on the tzitz? Once. And still the pasuk says, v'ayah al mitzchot tamid. What does that mean? So, Rashi explains that the tzitz, you have to be aware of it all the time. You had a chiyuv to be aware of it all the time. And it says Hashem's name once. The Gemara says, tefillin, sheyesh ba haskarot harbe, tefillin that has Hashem's name mentioned it many times, how much more so does a person have responsibility to be aware of it? But this, the point that's interesting is, what's a kav v'chomer? What's a kav v'chomer? You take something that's on a high level, and you take something on a low level. And if you have to be aware of something that's on a low level, for sure you have to be aware of something that's on a high level, right? Tefillin is learned out from tzitz. We see that what's on a higher level, tefillin or tzitz? The tefillin. The tefillin is on a higher level than what the Kohen Gadol would wear. This concept we find many times in Yadut. Many times. The more something is necessary, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides it to us. And the less something is necessary, the less HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us. I'll give you an example. What's the most necessary thing that we need to survive as humans?
Air.
What?
Water.
Water? Not water. More than water. Air. Air. How long could you live without air?
2 minutes.
2 minutes, if you can hold your breath, right? We're all little kids. We all tried holding our breath underwater. We lasted 15 seconds. After that, we didn't try again. Air. And air is the most abundant. Imagine you had to go to the store and buy air. Your credit card wasn't working. That really would not feel good. After that, what's necessary after that? Water. Water is also abundant, but you have to walk to the faucet and turn it on. It does have a minimal effort after that.
But still, air, water, those are the two most abundant things. After that, bread. Bread. You could survive without bread for how long? What do they say? 3 days or something like that? 2 days, 3 days. But still. And then and you start shelter and clothes, and those things are more difficult to acquire already. A house and something that you don't need necessarily for your survival, like jewelry. I mean, it depends if you're a girl or a boy. But in general, jewelry, you don't need it to survive as a human being. And it's harder to acquire. Right? In the spiritual sense, it's the same thing. Which holiday comes around once a year? Yom Kippur. We need it to survive, but we need it once a year. After that, we can next year. And then what? Shabbat. Shabbat comes around every 7 days. Or Chaim HaKadosh says that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Or Chaim HaKadosh in Parshat Bereshit, Chaim ben Atal. He speaks out that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was he created it originally for 1 week, for 7 days, Shabbat. Once Shabbat came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, I'll give you an extension, another 7 days. And the third week as well, another 7 days. So the world is only going to exist for 7 days, even now. What gives it an extension? Shabbat. Keeps it going. Why does a child have to be 8 days old before he gets a Brit Milah? Because we want him to experience Shabbat. That like puts a stamp on him of survival. But again, Shabbat is, we said Yom Kippur, Shabbat. What's a mitzvah that we have every day? Tefillin. Tefillin, we see, is on a very high level from the equation that we're doing now, because it's something that we have to do constantly to keep our neshama going. And more than that, the most available mitzvah that we have, that we need obviously for our survival constantly, is Torah. Torah. Person sitting on a bus somewhere and he's thinking words of Torah, he's learning Torah. Right? That's the order. So here, we would think, if I would ask you, what's on the higher level? The golden plate that the Kohen used to wear on his forehead? Or the tefillin? So you would say, Kohen, of course, today's the Beit HaMikdash. Not like that, not necessarily so. The Gemara itself says that the tzitz has Hashem's name once, tefillin has Hashem's name many times. For sure you're going to be aware of it. Right? That's what the Ben Ishchai is talking about, the awareness of the tefillin. Halacha Yudchet. Mi shenaflu lo tefilav miyado. One who mistakenly, his tefillin fell from his hand. Nachon shiyitane. It's proper for him to fast yom echad beoto hayom. On that day. V'im if shalo litanot, and if one cannot fast, yifdeh atanit b'tzedakah. If someone cannot fast, then you give money to tzedakah, and that is redeeming your necessity to fast. V'im naflu biotam toch kisam. Let's say they fell while they were in their box or in their package. En tzich litanot. You don't have to fast. Eladai latet peruta achat litzedakah. It's enough for someone to give. Just to give tzedakah. ובספרי הקטן רב פעלים כתבתי פסיעתה דשמיה בתשובה, תאפילו אם נפלו בגובה פחות מעשרה טפחים יתענה יום אחד. Doesn't matter what the height is that they fell from. ולא כמו שחושבים, העולם דבינן גבוה עשרה טפחים. Not like people think you need 10 טפחים. If it fell from 10 טפחים, then you fast. If it fell from less, you don't have to fast. Ben Ishchai says no. However it falls, right, it's proper to fast. Now, the Yechidah brings down in Shut Chaim Sha'al. Chelek Aleph, Siman Yud Bet. The Chida says as follows. Allah b'yadenu misudan shel rishonim v'achonim. Da ro'e sefer Torah shenisraf be'ones. If one sees, lo alenu, a sefer Torah that's burning. Eno chayav likroah. Doesn't have to tear kri'ah, like it does over a person who passes away. Doesn't have to tear his clothing. Be'inan dafka b'mezid. If a person sees a sefer Torah that was burned b'mezid, someone went ahead and maliciously went to burn it, then he has to tie kri'ah. Lafuke nisraf pit'om. A person who sees a Sefer Torah that falls. You do not have to fast. Since the person was carrying it, it dropped mistakenly. If it drops mistakenly, you do not have a chiyuv to fast as the chida. Now, even though it says the Chida, it's a good idea to fast. There's no chiyuv to fast. It's a good idea to fast if one sees a Sefer Torah that falls. And the same says the Chida that the tefillin as well. If a person tefillin fell, there's no chiyuv to fast. It does not have to. He doesn't have to fast. Nevertheless, it's a good idea, says the Chida.
וכל זה אני אומר מן הדין, אבל ודאי המחמיר מצטער על כבוד התורה תבוא עליו ברכה. The Chida says, nevertheless, all this is mikar adin. A person doesn't have to fast. Nevertheless, it's a good idea, as the Ben Ishray mentioned, as we've mentioned as well. Okay. Now, halacha yutet. Kshecholet tefilav. When a person removes his tefillin, tov shehu ba'atzmo yikaplem ve'yinichem bakis. It's proper that he himself should fold them and put them into the pocket. L'chibuv mitzvah. It shows that the mitzvah is valuable in your eyes. When you do it yourself, it shows that it's valuable. The Chumash brings down that all the mitzvot that Avraham Avinu did directly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did directly for Am Yisrael. All the mitzvot that Avraham Avinu did, he sent a messenger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a messenger as well. He didn't do it in himself. So when you do a mitzvah by yourself, it shows that it's important to you. It shows that you care about it. It shows important. ולא כאותם שנותנים התפילין לשמש שלהם לקפלו. Not like those who give the shamash somebody else to fold it. ודוגמה לזה מצינו דמרו אבותינו זל גבי ספרי תורה. הגולל נותן שכר כנגד כולם. We see by ספר תורה, the one who wraps it at the end, he gets the merit for everybody. גם יזהר לקפלו לניחו בכיס, תכף ומיד אחר שיחלוץ אותו. One should also be cautious to wrap them and put them in the proper place right away after you take them off. ולא כאותם שחולצים ומניחים אותם בצדם. And not like those that leave it lying around. It's not proper, it's not kavod. ואחר איזה רגעים לקפלים אותו. They leave it lying around and then they fold it. כי אין זה כבוד לתפילין שיהיה מונח כך. It's not respectable for the tefillin that they should be placed in such a fashion. ובזמן שיש לו הכרח לכך, and when he has to, he doesn't have a choice. כגון, when is this so? You don't have a choice. כגון, שחולצם קודם תפילת מוסף בראש חודש, on ראש חודש, you take off your tefillin before מוסף. Now the congregation is going to start before you get a chance to fold your tefillin. What should you do? דאינו יכול לקפלו תכף מפני שרוצה להתפלל מוסף עם הציבור. There's a חיוב for you on ראש חודש to pray מוסף with the congregation. If you fold your tefillin, you're going to be starting late. יזהר שלא יניח הקציצה בהיפוך. You should make sure that the tefillin are not upside down. דהיינו צד המעברת למעלה וגופו של בית למטה, אלא יניחנו ביושר, placed nicely and respectably, ותכף יקפלו אחר תפילת מוסף. And right away you should fold it after תפילת מוסף. So a person should be cautious that on Rosh Chodesh you shouldn't just leave it lying around, but you should be in a respectable fashion, maybe place the cover on it or something to that extent, or the tefillin itself. That's the end of the Ben Ishchai's Alchot Tefillin. We're going to talk about one more topic. I passed around these sheets, which is a Xerox of the Shulchan Aruch and the Halakha Berurah. We have here it's a Xerox of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and the Halakha Berurah. We have here on page, you'll see here it says page Shin Sadi Vav. Starts Siman Lamed Vav. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Ya'ase kol parshiyotea petuchot. This is talking about the tefillin. Let's give, before we read it inside, let's talk a minute outside. There are two things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the way you write the letters, Bezat Hashem, and the way the writing is placed on the page. Meaning what? Meaning that the etzem ktav, how does the letters look? There's Sfaradi minhag, and there's Ashkenazi minhag. Meaning the Sfaradim write the letters, the letter Aleph will look a certain way according to the Sfaradim, and according to the Ashkenazim will look a certain way. The letters will look differently, right? The Rambam brings down in Lechot Sefer Torah, Perek Yud, the Rambam brings down that even if, so long as the letter looks like the letter it's supposed to, even if it deviates a little bit, it's okay. So you can't say that one who's wearing tefillin that are written in the writing that's minhag Ashkenaz, that doesn't look like the letters of Sfaradim. And the Rashba and the Rosh, they all agree to this, that even if the tefillin don't look exactly like your minhag, it's still okay. Rav Avadya talks about this in Yabia Omer, Chelek Bet. That's all in regards to the way the letters look. But a different aspect of it would be How are the parshiot set up? Let's take, for example, a phone book. Four pages of a phone book. Okay, four pages. They all have writing from beginning to end. It's a full page with full writing. Regardless of how the letters look on the page. But how do you set up the printing? According to the Sfaradim, and we'll see that in Shulchan Aruch, it has to be that the top of the, let's just, I'm going to call it a phone book, but we're talking about the Parshiot of Tefillin, that the top of the phone book has to start from the top of the page, right away. First place on the page, there's no room for any spaces. Meaning what? The first parasha has to start on the top. The second parasha has to start on the top of the page, at the top of the second page. The third parasha has to start on the top of the third page. The fourth parasha has to start when? 9 letters into that page. So on the fourth page, you can have 9 letters space. And we're going to see that the Shulchan Aruch says that if it deviates from that, it's pasul. A Sfaradi that puts on tefillin that are written in any other form than that is pasul. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Yaseh kol parshiotei ha-ptuchot chutz miparsha achona ha-ktuva b'torah shivaya im shamoa sheyasena setuma v'im shina pasul. A person has to make sure that the writing on the first three parshiot of Kadesh, vaya kevyacha, and Shema, the first three parshiot of Kadesh, Vayakev Yacha, and Shema Yisrael have to be starting from the beginning of that column. Now, the last one, which is Vayayim Shamoa, has to start 9 letters in. And if it doesn't, if a person changed from it, Im Shina, so it's Pasul. So he brings here, the Halacha Brura brings here a whole discussion on it. If you turn it around for a minute to this page, I'll just read it inside. V'yesh me'ashkenazim, it's the portion that's underlined. V'yesh me'ashkenazim shenagu la'asot gam parshat vayayim shamoa p'tucha. According to the Rama brings down, the Lashon of the Rama is, v'yesh machshirim bekulam p'tuchot. There are those that say that tefillin is kosher, is kasher, when all of them are p'tuch. Meaning, when they all start from the top of the page. U'medinot elu, נוהגים אף פרשת ויהיים שמוע בראש השיטה כשאר הפרשיות. And in our countries, says the Rama, in our countries, that's the way the minhag is. So if the tefillin are written like this, according to Sfaradi, it's a problem. And this is what the Rav David is going to write about. ויש מאשכנזים שנהגו לעשות גם פרשת ויהיים שמוע פתוחה. ויש מקלים על כל פנים בדיעבד עם עשר פתוחה. אולם, nevertheless, לדעת מרן שולחן ערוך, שקיבלנו הוראותיו, according to Shulchan Aruch, that we accepted his psak, אם עשה פרשת ויהיים שמוע פתוחה, if you made the last parasha, also start from the top of the page, פסולות. הפרשיות אפילו בדיעבד. It's as if he did not put on tefillin that day. So again, the writing, the actual writing, the way the letters look, is okay. Right? That we brought the Rambam, the Rashba, the Rosh. The thing you Sfaradi has to be makpid on is how is the parshiot set up? Because it could be even a problem with the Avad. Look at the where I underline over here on this page, the Lashon of the Rambam. So over here, the Rambam Perek Bet Malchot Tefillin Alcha Bet Pasak Shimasa Stuma Ptucha O Ptucha Stuma. If you change the way, the fashion that it looks, whether you don't start from the right place or you start too early, paslan. V'chem pasak Maran Bet Yosef v'shchan aruch kan la'achmir b'ze afilu b'diavad. And the last page over here, you guys will go through this on your own. I'm just going to point out to you the main parts. There's the shitat ataz. There's four shitot in tefillin. The Sfaradi can only put on the shita like we said. Take the tefillin and make sure that they are all start at the top, the three parshiot. The last one has an indentation. There's four ways of writing the tefillin. Like we said, Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Rama, the Taz, and Chabad. Those other three we cannot place on. Person does not fulfill his mitzvah with them. Yes. What happens is, except for Rabbi, only the way Shulchan Aruch is posek. ויש להזהיר את הסופרים מעדות הספרדים שעשו הפרשיות כשיטות מרן השולחן ערוך ולא ישנו ממנהגם, וכן יש להזהר את הקונים תפילין מסופרים אשכנזים, and you should be cautious when a person is buying תפילין, שיבררו היטב קודם לכן אם נעשו הפרשיות אלו לפי דעת מרן השולחן ערוך, to make sure that they were written in accordance with the מנהג of the שולחן ערוך. So it's just a matter of finding out before you buy תפילין, or if a person does have תפילין, simply checking them. Costs a little bit of money. Sofer can check it, and then the levadot that the tefillin are in fact kasher. Stop here.